This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we have an exclusive live in-studio performance from Sarah Grain and Doug Sauter from the band Sarah Grain and the Billions of Stars. They'll play two songs for us, and we'll get some info about their new album, Days Worth Living. Our top five is from members of indie-based funk, rock, and soul band The Palace. Then Ray and James from the band share some of their recent faves from a mix of local, regional, and national bands. And we'll find out about the release of the band's debut album, Rainbow Shades. We'll also listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. Up first, Sarah Grain and Doug Sauter from Indianapolis band Sarah Grain and the Billions of Stars recently stopped by to play some music for us live in Studio B. They also sat down with me and chatted about their new album. Let's check it out. Sarah and Doug, it's great to have you back in the WFYI studios. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
So you were here back in 2015 to record a small studio session, which listeners can find at wfyi.org/small studio. But a lot has happened since then. Sarah, you've released a solo record. The band has put out two records, including the recently released Days Worth Living Volume 1. Can you talk a little bit about that record and what went into the writing and recording of it?
Yeah, well, it is actually two volumes, and you can get the two volumes, but only if you get the vinyl or the CD and the physical copy. We did release Volume 1 digitally, but we felt like it was like a lot of music to, you know, digest all in one sitting digitally, you know, in the digital world and our attention spans. And so we're going to release Volume 2 digitally in the fall, but we do have Volume 1 and Volume 2 available on LP and CD. And yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know, I'll let Doug speak to it a little bit because he really pushed the vision for the double album. We started recording at Postal Recording in the fall of 2019. We got a little grant from this organization called Fourth Sunday Music Company, and we got a little grant to record two songs there. And so that was my idea. We'd just go in and we would record two songs. And then, you know, early on in the spring of 2020, things just shut down and we lost a lot of gigs. And we've been playing at the Chatterbox every fourth Tuesday of the month for 7 years by that point. And so we had amassed like a huge repertoire of songs. And, you know, Doug was just like, let's just keep recording.
Yeah, Doug, do you want to say anything on that, the vision for the double album?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily the vision. I guess we just went to Postal and recorded songs and kept recording songs. And at one point we realized, like, we have, like, 16, 17 tunes. And I just felt like needed to empty the well of songs and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think, to actually have the resources and the material recorded to release a double vinyl. So that's just something that I felt like the one thing I did not want to back down from was like, this needs to call. It's all one thing and it needs to come out that way. So, and I think just to empty the creative space, you know, there'll always be more songs to write. So there was some concern
like
at one
bottleneck,
point.
You know, you can get like that creative bottleneck.
Yeah,
and I've,
for sure.
I've sensed that before, like when I don't have things recorded and like let out into the world, I'm holding on to them emotionally. I'm holding on to them creatively and it slows me down from starting new things and new projects. And so it really was that let's let these songs live their lives and let's do something more.
So you took some time, you said 2 or 3 years maybe recording and years writing these songs. In this day and age, it's so easy to like just record a song in your bedroom and then have it on streaming services that night if you'd like to. But this is a double album of years of material that you all spent years recording and put it out on this beautiful vinyl. Do you think there's something to that that's different in the experience of a writer and as a consumer in terms of consuming music?
I do. And, you know, I really went against the advice of a lot of music people in my life. They're like, oh, you can just keep recording singles. And every time you release a single, then you amass, they can get on a playlist and then you amass more followers. But me personally, like, I consume bodies of work. I don't consume individual songs. I love albums. I love listening to albums from the front to the back over and over again. I love to let them seep into my soul, you know, and that's how I enjoy music. And so Doug and I, you know, he's the same way. And that's how we talked about this a lot. Like, we're making this music for ourselves. We created this body of work as a body of work. And, like, I want to give it that respect, even if it doesn't gain more popularity because we're not piecing it out.
Yeah, definitely. It's like a vinyl. You have to, like, actively listen to a side. And just the world we live in from, you know, musically and everything, it's like, next, you know, what's next? Instead of even focusing, I can't even focus on 3 freaking minutes for a song, so I'm, what's on the next on the playlist? So I think just having that body of work, it's just the sake of art, you know, that's what it's for, you know, and for ourselves. But then other folks come along and enjoy it. That's, you know, just the gift and the bonus of it all.
So Sarah and Doug, you've agreed to play some music for us here live in the studio. What are we about to hear?
So this song is a song that Doug and I wrote together. He wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics, and it's called Easy On Me. At the time, I did not know that Adele was going to come out with a single called Easy On Me, because that was so funny when she did. The thing I love about this song is it's so vulnerable. It just, like, hurts sometimes to play it. You know, it hurts when I wrote it. It hurt. In a good way, though, you know, in a growing way. And the name of the album, Days Worth Living, actually comes from a line in this song. This song was written really at this place of the pandemic. I remember we went camping one weekend, and this was, I had not been with people outside of my bubble for years. And it felt, just reflecting back on, like, how much it hurt. I'd never reflected on how much that kind of this whole experience was so tender and made me tender as a person. And I loved what Doug did with it, because you heard that in the music. Like, you heard that tenderness, and you heard just, like, you know, God, we're all just doing the best we can, and it's not very good.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing well, you know, and just having that acknowledgement that I'm not doing well, and I'm going to just go easy on me, you know, and I'm going to go easy on you. And we're going to grow, and we're going to, like, live together in this community of pain. It's going to be beautiful. And every day is a day worth living. Broken and whole.
with every breath of my soul, every heartache, every hope. Lived enough years to love all the seasons, to just crave a walk in the snow, so I can be
thanks, Sarah and Doug, from Sarah Grain and the Billions of Stars for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into a top five from Ray, Ben, and James from The Palace. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Our top five this week is from Ray, Ben, and James from indie-based soul rock and funk band The Palace. Ray is the band's dynamic frontman, and Ben and James are on guitars. Ben has a list of some of his latest favorite songs with a mix of local, regional, and national bands. And we'll hear excellent commentary from James and Ray.
I'm Melissa Davis here with Ray, James, and Ben from The Palace. Hey!
Hello!
Hello.
Here we are! And today we're going to talk about some of your favorite, like, top five songs. We're also going to talk about your new album, Rainbow Shades. And you've been working on Rainbow Shades for a while. Can you tell me about that process and what it's been like to make the new album?
Can you imagine walking through mud in the pouring rain and there's no end in sight, right? And then suddenly a bright color rainbow starts to crack through the sky. And then you wake up.
And that's June.
That's June.
Yeah, I feel like it, like, I mean, I think our first attempts at getting this album down were after, like, during the pandemic, like, right at the beginning. I think it really started when we went down to Airtime Studios.
Yeah, definitely.
Down in Bloomington.
Yep.
And Johnny Trubshaw, who is our keys player and bass player and producer and general therapist.
he does it all.
he ran that session the entire time, and it was incredible.
I don't know how he did it. He didn't sleep.
He did not. He still hasn't slept.
Until it's released.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we've been trudging along. Not trudging along. I'm in the mud with you.
It felt like until we got into that studio, it was like trudging through mud.
Right.
And then the
yeah.
rainbow glimpse was that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we can do this.
I think the new additions, Johnny and Coop, helped.
Hallelujah.
Us accelerate our
Shout
speed
out to
on
Johnny
getting,
and Coop.
Getting everything done. Right, definitely.
I'm leaving this time tomorrow. I'm leaving my past behind. One kiss from you would be from you.
Today we're also going to talk about some of the songs that have influenced you and the band and some songs that y'all like. And I think we're doing a local flavor today. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Okay. Our dear bandmate, Johnny Trubshaw. Let's start with something that he produced. Which is a track called Mama in Your Arms. Actually, he produced the entire album, but this track is called Mama in Your Arms by Public Universal Friend.
Today I've got a dollar in my pocket. Tomorrow it'll be in your billfold. Our spirits remain poor where our dollars can't afford. We're just passing it around until it's gone.
A bunch of artists were sitting on a porch talking about how we all make, you know, $10 for the show, and then we go to each other's show.
Yeah,
spend
right.
That $10, you know, and we're just passing around the same thing till it's gone. And Jody and her poetic self made it. Yeah,
it's perfect. Yeah. It's bang on as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's so true. Yeah.
Definitely feels like it's set in the tone of, like, being in that same group of artist friends, you off on the side having that conversation, that moment of sentimentality amongst the quiet chaos around you.
Yeah.
It's real beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the next song.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah,
what we got on the list?
Oh, okay, so, yeah, I was thinking, this is called Submission Ritual by Living Dream. They just, honestly, they sound like a Brian Jonestown Massacre and like Velvet Underground grew up in Indianapolis. It's
nice.
All right, this is called Submission Ritual.
Submission Ritual.
Yeah, they're cool.
I'm doing this in a good way, but that made me want a beer and cigarette.
Yeah.
At the back of the bar and just stand there and like happiness of who's performing. I submit to this ritual.
So I think it's time to get to Crescent. Do you want to? I mean, James, I know Crescent. I know Crescent because
yeah. So Crescent started guitar lessons. Go teach guitar. He started a few months back. I could tell even in the guitar lessons, I was like, this guy's an incredible songwriter. I could see it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, you know, in the lessons, he played me some of his tunes, and I'm always just blown away. So
yeah, I remember James came to a practice, and he's like, well, listen to what Crescent was playing the other day.
I'm stealing your riffs, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, and then subsequently, Johnny was sending us recordings of him and Crescent, like, back in the day, making music together.
Nice full circle moment. Yeah.
We have a Crescent Ulmer small studio session. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Session. Right. Yeah. We were speechless, really.
Come on, man.
Fantastic. So you know.
You know. Yes. All right, you know the magic.
So much talent.
All right. We sat in the car. We didn't get too far. Before I pulled over, studied my beating heart. My hand on her, we didn't say a word. I asked if she was okay, only the silence sang. But when she shook her wrist, we were singing along a little bit and doing some harmonizing. Ray can't help himself.
Yes, he
can. I have to keep a key for my mouth.
He's got such a spirit in him.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
All right, let's talk about the next song. And I think these are in no particular order, right? So we could say like number 4.
Correct.
Or
No. Just songs we like.
Songs
we are
we
way
like.
Too anxious to rank these things.
Oh, that would take years.
We can't do that. So I went to a show at State Street Pub recently with Sirius Black.
Yes, shout out Sirius.
First of all, Sirius Black performing is some of the most energy I've ever felt. But it was Sirius Black Volunteer Department, who I think his name is Oliver, who just had some of the best lyrics I've ever heard. What a poet! And then Heaven Honey, as well. I think they both live in Nashville right now, but they are from here. Heaven Honey has a song called Kicks. That I was thinking of, and her entire aesthetic is just incredible visual aesthetic.
I'm following along for the ride.
All right. Television, Robert
Dawson, spinning me around. It's a good one.
Absolute vibes from the start. Like, unreal.
I started shaking my butt in this chair.
It's a chair.
It's a Heaven Honey, Indianapolis to Nashville band, roots in Indianapolis. They come back quite frequently and play here, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to, and no rank, no particular order, let's go to the next song.
All right, this one is a bit of a left turn. Okay, so I go more and more hardcore shows.
Yes.
And there's just like such a good like punk hardcore scene.
Why are you so forlorn?
I don't know, man. I'm hanging onto the table
you
in here.
Ben right now.
I bent over, gripping the table because I don't.
I guess I like hardcore.
Yeah.
It's kind of like launching. Like
exactly. I feel like I'm supposed to go in the pit or something. Yeah, I just I think there's like a really cool punk scene that's going on with Matt Kaiser, who we mentioned earlier, is a part of a lot of these bands. There's a group of people who came from like Muncie, and pretty much like just stuck a like electrical socket. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't think you stick sockets into things, but you know whatever the other way around is. But yeah. So anyway, so I'm gonna play some.
I'll pause until this.
All right, this is Pat and the P***ers.
Oh no, we can't say that word. So that's Pat and the... We can find it on
Pat
Spotify.
Pat and the number one. Yes. Number ones.
Number ones.
The rest, the water closets.
Yes.
Oh, the water benders.
So this is... this is a song that they play at every show. First of all, the front man, Alex Beckman, he's a wild person. And he will just rile the room up and then, like, tell them to sit on the floor and not stop. He will not restart the song until everyone sits on the floor and then everyone erupts. And so he does all kinds of wild things.
But including waterbend.
Including waterbend. Yeah. That's good. And this is the song that he does it to. This is called Don't Come Into My House.
The waterbend into this.
Yes.
Yes.
Impressive.
Don't come in my house. Don't walk on my floor. Don't compliment my linens. You're not welcome here no more.
To the point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Dang it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Like live. That would be
there
super
are live
fun.
Shows don't yeah. are some of my favorite live shows in the band, too.
I was shimmying and stank facing. Just
yes. Stank face punk.
The stank face. Yeah, stank face punk. I love it.
It's our side project.
Thanks to Ray, Ben, and James from The Palace. And we would love to see The Palace live. How do we make that happen?
July 14th, we will be at the Hi-Fi. And then July 26th, we will be at the Palladium in Carmel, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And on August 5th, we have our backyard show. All those things will be listed on our social media content.
That's a great collection of shows. That's going. Mm-hmm. That'll be so cool.
And y'all better catch them because yes, we're yes. trying to also branch out. Yeah. We need the support. Let us poison. I mean, bless the rest of the world.
Poison.
Thanks, Ray, Ben, and James from The Palace for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere at WFYI.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a story on a collaboration between two well-known acts out of Indy, Oddity and Lily and Madeline. A mainstay of the hip-hop scene in Indianapolis has a new song with a summery feel, and it also features a sister act that's quite familiar to local music fans. WFYI's Morning Edition host, Ray Steele, has the story.
The rapper Oddity, born and raised in Indianapolis, has recorded a lot of personal and introspective music over the last 5 years, but his latest single is in a bit of a different key.
Come a little closer cause the music loud. You're the only woman in my view right now.
The song Cloud Nine from Oddity features two other favorites from Indy, the sister duo, Lily and Madeline. I spoke to Oddity recently and asked first, who exactly is Oddity?
Oddity, the alias came about while I was in college, so it's probably been around that name for 12 years or so. The funny thing about it is it actually was generated by Wu-Tang name generator on Google.
Wu-Tang, as in the legendary hip-hop group, the Wu-Tang Clan.
It actually was called Phonetic Oddity, and I shortened it to Oddity and then added the period, so it looks like an acronym, which kind of generates a lot of conversation, but it's not truly an acronym.
When you decided to write, what was the process in saying, I have something to say, and what is that message that I have to put out there?
It's personal expression. It's almost a therapy. Since I've started doing it, it's been kind of just documenting my experiences in pain and happiness and just emotions. For me, it's not making a song and hoping it does well or it is received a certain way. It's just kind of me putting myself out there.
Cloud Nine is the second collaboration between Oddity and Lily and Madeline. The first was in 2020. On a much more serious topic.
I got my hands up, please don't shoot. I'm trying to make it home just like you.
Together We Stand is about police brutality. It was released during the 2020 social justice protests. As for the new song,
it's just like a cute little like summer romantic bop.
Madeline Jerkowitz of Lily and Madeline tells me Oddity first sent the idea to her last summer. As with their previous collaboration, she wrote some lyrics, recorded them, then the song went back and forth between them until it was done.
It was really fun, especially because I wasn't like in the studio with Oddity, and so when he would send me a new mix, it was like a surprise, you know? I didn't really know what to expect, and it was so fun to see my lyrics and my verse worked into the song in a way that maybe I hadn't expected it to be. Floating, just floating, think I'm on cloud
nine. Who I am as an artist is lyrical at the root. So while the content on the surface seems a little bit more mainstream sounding, I still like to think it's lyrical, and it also is from personal experience. So it's still storytelling in a more mainstream way. Ain't no telling where we both can go. Got a feeling that we both can grow in time,
in time, in time. What's next for Oddity? The short answer, more music.
Before Cloud Nine, I last released a song nearly like 10 months ago. And during that time, I was working on a re-release of an album that I had previously released called Love Is. So this is going to be called Love Is Reloaded. And Cloud Nine is the lead single on that. So I'm going to periodically be dropping new singles from that throughout into the summer.
Oddity, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Ray.
The song Cloud Nine from Oddity, featuring Lily and Madeline, is available wherever you stream your music. Floating, just floating, think I'm on cloud nine,
nine, nine, nine. That was WFYI's Morning Edition host, Ray Steele, with a feature on indie-based rapper Oddity and his collaboration with Lily and Madeline. You can find that story at WFYI.org/news. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Born and raised on the east side of Indianapolis, Corey 4200 chronicles his pain, trials, and errors through his music, describing his debut full-length project, Hold On for Dear Life, as a tribute to his will to survive. You can catch him performing this summer at Trees Music Festival in downtown Indianapolis. This is Corey 4200 with Heaven Only Knows.
Heaven Only Knows! Yeah, okay. Refer to me as Mr. 42, the son of the likes of dudes that pop you for looking rude, that spark if you try to move, could paint a pretty picture, could crop you up out it too. I know what heaven is to me, but dog, to tell the truth, I'm from the block where they maneuver. Black is a good investment, better get some protection for chest and your hope necklace. What is your game plan around to get through living reckless? Interest filled with aggression, professional stretching bodies. Tell me what's your obsession, I grew around the almighty.
KZ Arizona is from South Bend, Indiana, and at 16 years old, KZ moved to Indianapolis. Known for his intricate lyrics and versatility, he dropped his first mixtape in 2015. He's also released a number of creative music videos on YouTube and went on his first tour in 2019. The song I'm about to play is a collaboration with Kenna and the Kings and Veli Supreme. This is Book of Charles by KZ Arizona.
Life gets rocky, you're all I've got.
Life gets rocky, you're all I've got.
Time moves fast, are you ready or not?
And if we focus on the times that we actually pray, will we ever cross the line? I've been lacking in faith. I got pressure on my mind, is this truly my fate? Still, I've been lacking love lately. I feel like my girl hate me. Trying to make my mama proud, she done turned an old lady. Seen her light been dimming out. I perfected every sound, so I give you now this duty.
This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is the Hickey Shanafelt 9 Elective with Unequivocally on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.